your business today, the number one biggest challenge?
I would say, well, human resources, I think no doubt. I think the biggest challenge to deal with people, I think that's the biggest challenge. I think that's the biggest challenge.
Okay.
to develop a team, to build a concept, to build a team spirit. I think that I don't have many problems of turnover or problems with the employees anymore because we have been working with this concept from the beginning. But that's what I get from most of my partners and even to me. You know, I'm here pretty much every day and I still have challenges with people because everything is so artisanal, so handmade, either transforming the food, either talking to clients to make events, either for everything. And we have like all those stories that I said. We have bees, we have worms, we have art, we have all this. If we don't have people and the staff, my partners, my employee partners who are here, if they don't learn about it, it's very hard that they will put this out. And if they don't talk about it, they will not give out a good experience to the or an experience to the clients. Maybe he will not even realize that there were bees right next to him. So the challenge,
right,
I think, would be people.
So how does this affect your business?
Well, that's also my highest risk of, like, Brazil is quite famous of having our laws are horrible. So my highest risk would be like having a sue from an employee, for example, who came and said blah blah blah, and sometimes, you know, that's because the law doesn't work in is not good. Then, you know, sometimes it's just so that's the biggest challenge also because of that, because financially my highest risk is a lawsuit. Let's say everybody decides,
right,
to get into a lawsuit. So that's a big risk, right? Of course, the challenges of minimizing this risk is my daily routine. Yeah.
If I were to simplify what you're saying, are you saying that your number one challenge is communication with employees? A daily communication? A constant need of daily communication? Is that your number one challenge?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, because all the remaining one we have gone, we have commitment, we have everything else. Yes, I think communication would be it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, if one was to, if you could remove this as a challenge, and find a suitable way to communicate with your staff, what would that do for your profits?
Oh, that would rise. That would rise, not drastically, but we would be more assertive on everything. So we would sell more. We would we offer here. Our mission is to serve and go beyond an expectation. So, you know, that's not easy to exceed expectation, to surprise. Our mission is this. I was trying to look for the right word, is to serve and surprise. So if we had, if we don't have that as a challenge, then we are much closer to achieving our mission.
So developing this team being a challenge, like you said, your number one challenge is to deal with people and develop a team, that spirit. I mean, how does that, I mean, where in your business are you losing out because of that?
I'm sorry, I got interrupted. Can you repeat the question, please? What would?
So you mentioned that your number... Your number one challenge was, you said, to develop a team's, you know, even though you're there every day, you still have a challenge to create that team spirit.
Actually, no, I already have that. Well, we
okay, you already have
you,
that.
But you brought the communication, so there is room for improvement in communication.
Okay.
And
okay.
And if we leave this gap of communication gap that we still have,
right,
then we solve. But we do have the team spirit ready, for sure,
okay.
absolutely,
okay.
very strong, in fact,
okay.
yeah.
So if you had better communication with your employees, how would that affect you personally? I mean, would that change your personal life?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
You mind just sharing? I mean, what would happen? Let's say that tomorrow, you know, you figure it out. You figure out a way to communicate with your staff better, and things are getting better, your profits are improving. How would that change your personal life?
Well, my business life would be impacted, and I'll start with this one, because then I could focus more on bringing more people in, on even solving people's or facilitating or bringing mechanisms that facilitate the work here. So my job, of course, I would be focusing more on my duties itself, let's say. But personally, yes, I would have more time to myself, of course, to my family, as I mentioned. But definitely that will reflect also on the business, on the impact of the business. It would reflect positively, because most of the times when I realize, like, when I'm outside, if I go on a business trip, if I'm out for like 10 days, I realize that people, you know, without me being here, they end up being more, they have more sense of ownership of what they're doing, and they all do it better. So it would reflect, I think, only positive aspects. I would be here less, they would be more independent and more productive. So I think it reflects, and I wouldn't be stressed at times.
Right.
Because, yes, I do stress quite often.
Yeah, I think we all do in this business. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that was fantastic answer. So I know I've taken a lot of your time. Just a few quick questions before we end this. Whatever comes to your mind first, okay? So if you had one wish for your business today, what would it be?
I think would be a better communication.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.